Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast. I am your host, Keaton DeRocher. I am flying solo today, bringing you the podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, previous series that's about to start. So let's dive right on into this one. Boston versus Cleveland, game one, pitching matchup. Logan Allen versus Eduardo Rodriguez. Eduardo Rodriguez in this one hit hard, didn't have his best stuff. 8 hits in 7 innings. Only walked one, but only struck out 2. So kind of a mixed bag of a start for him, and allowed 3 earned runs. This game, pretty dull affair for the Red Sox, really, up until the end. They only managed 3 hits. Bobby Dalbec had a hit. Jaron Duran had a hit, and then Jonathan Arruz with the big one, a 3-run home run in the 8th inning to put the Red Sox on top 4-3. And that was pretty much everything here from this game. Garrett Richards did have an inning, struck out 2, and Adam Ottavino earned his 9th save of the season. Interesting note in the usage of the bullpen, Garrett Richards now having himself quite a run as a reliever, looking very sharp, working on short stints. He's pitched as few as a third of an inning in one outing and 4 no-hit innings in another outing, kind of being used in that Swiss Army knife bullpen role for Alex Cora, and it's working. Something that hopefully will allow the Red Sox to use Garrett Whitlock in a more high-leverage role. Also interesting to note, that safe chance going to Adam Ottavino, which we will also note in Game 2. Red Sox able to get the win in Game 1, 4-3. In Game 2, Red Sox again able to get the win, 5-3. Your pitching matchup here, Nathan Eovaldi versus Cal Quantrill. Nathan Eovaldi pitched pretty well, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Really solid start from Eovaldi, who was working the edges of the strike zone very well, like he does when he has success. To give up 6 hits, but was not hit all that hard, and was able to really kind of stymie Cleveland's offense after allowing those two runs in the second inning, and then just settled down to throw zeros the rest of the way. The bullpen behind Eovaldi, also solid. Josh Taylor finished the sixth inning, then Sawamura pitched an inning. Austin Davis, Garrett Richards, a third of an inning. Garrett Whitlock for an inning. He was credited with the win. Martin Perez came in a tie game in the 10th, as this one went to extras, after the Red Sox were able to take the lead on a three-run J.D. Martinez homer. Martin Perez gave up a... now I don't remember if it was a homer. Gave up a run and a walk, and then was able to get a strikeout for his third batter, and Alex Cora quickly ran out to give Perez the hook. Turned it over to Adam Ottavino, who was able to get the save for the second consecutive day. Looks like, as of now, the torch has been passed to Adam Ottavino in the closer role. Adam Ottavino has had his ups and downs this year. He's been difficult to watch at times, struggled with walks, but has also had stints where he hasn't given up hits or runs for extended periods of time, and that's exactly where he is right now, which is a very good place for him to be, not only because the Red Sox need a closer, but because they need to be able to lock down these wins and not give games away, unfortunately, like we saw happen in Game 3 of this series. For the Red Sox, two big hits did all the damage here. A two-run home run from Kyle Schwarber in the first inning got things started, and then a three-run home run in the top of the 10th for J.D. Martinez put the Red Sox up 5-2, and then, as we said, Ottavino able to shut the door after Martin Perez gave a run. So the Red Sox getting the win in Game 2, clinching the series, marking the third straight series win for the Red Sox and four out of their last five series, getting some nice momentum here going as they have some tough series coming up and still jockeying for playoff position. Then Game 3. Indians get the win here, 7-5. This was a tough one, really kind of a tale of two halves here. Through the first five innings, the Red Sox were in absolute control. Eli Morgan versus Tanner Houck, the pitching matchup here. And Tanner Houck, for the most part, took a no-hitter here into the sixth inning and then ran into a whole bunch of trouble. He did give up a home run, gave up three earned runs, walked four, hit three batters on the night, including two in that inning, which eventually got him run, and Josh Taylor came in. After one run had been allowed, Taylor allowed two inherited runners to score. Really kind of just all came tumbling down there in the sixth. Still leading, though, 5-6 in the top of the seventh. Rafael Devers, solo shot to give the Red Sox a 5-3 lead. Then the bullpen unable to do much from there. Hansel Robles pitched an inning, gave up a run. Austin Davis came in two-thirds of an inning, giving up three runs. And then in a tight spot, Matt Barnes able to get out of the last of the eighth with a third of an inning, inducing a flyout. Red Sox offense, apart from being on fire there at the beginning, Devers, two homers, two hits, 2-for-5. J.D. Martinez, 2-for-4. Seems like he has certainly broken out of his slump at this point. With several hits in the series, which is exactly what they're going to need heading into the series against Tampa Bay. Bogarts also had a hit. Verdugo had a hit. Plucky had a hit. Dalbec had a home run. And Jaron Duran had a hit. Hits all around, but 16 men left on base for the Red Sox. Just kind of the tail of the season when they're kind of giving things away. And Red Sox overworked bullpen, overworked and undermanned bullpen, unable to hold the lead in Game 3 for the sweep, but the Red Sox do get the series win 2-1. MVP of the series, we're going to go with Bobby Dalbec, who had himself a nice series here, continuing on the success that he's had in the month of August. Looking forward to him keeping that going. He's now worked his WRC plus all the way up to a nice even 100 in league average. Seeing from where he started, he's made some incredible progress there. Being able to have his bat in the bottom of the lineup has just been really strong. So we'll give him a second straight series MVP for the Red Sox. All right, let's take a quick break. come back and preview the series against Tampa Bay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Up to the minute standings here for the Red Sox in the division. Red Sox are 5.5 back of Tampa Bay. Sorry, Yankees are 5.5 back of Tampa Bay. Red Sox are 8 back. Toronto, 13.5 back. The wildcard standings, the Red Sox still hold on to the second wildcard spot. The Yankees and Oakland are currently in progress in their game. Last I saw, Oakland was winning, so they have a chance to climb to 2.5 back of that second wildcard spot, depending on the outcome of that game. Now up for the Red Sox is a big, big four-game series against Tampa Bay. Right now, the hottest team in the majors, 9-1 in their last 10 on a 7-game win streak. This is not going to be an easy series at all for Boston. Pitching matchups for this series, both teams have yet to name a starter for Tuesday, but on Monday we have Nick Pivetta versus Luis Patino. Not sure what's going to happen for either team on Tuesday. Game 3 Wednesday, Chris Sale versus Drew Rasmussen. And then game 4 of this series, Eduardo Rodriguez versus Shane McClanahan. Red Sox, good to get Chris Sale going against Tampa Bay. This is going to be a real test for him coming back from Tommy John surgery. He's had 3 really good starts, but against generally inferior opponents. So it's games that you would expect him to perform well, and he has. Meeting expectations coming off of Tommy John surgery isn't necessarily a bad thing. Looking for him to continue the progress that he's had against a much tougher lineup and opponent in Tampa Bay. Nick Pivetta, again, has kind of been up and down. He's been more good recently, so looking for him to just kind of continue that against, again, what is a very tough lineup. Eduardo Rodriguez, again, similar situation, trending in the right direction, but we all know how inconsistent he has been. Drew Rasmussen, the last time he went out against the Red Sox was no-hitting them for, I believe, 4 or 5 innings. That is going to be a tough out. Shane McClanahan, again, having a really good season. He's going to be a tough out. And then whatever happens on Tuesday with starters for both teams. This is going to be a tough series. Tough series for these pitching matchups and the Red Sox offense. Although it does seem like they're getting hot at the right time. Kyle Schwarber, since he's been back in his 10 games, has just been on fire. J.D. Martinez, mentioned at the top of the show, putting things together, breaking out of his slump. He's had multi-hit games here, 2 games in a row. They're going to keep that going. They're going to need his bat there in the middle of the order. Then Bobby Dalbec locking down the bottom of the order. That has been a major, major lift for that bottom of the order, which has been incredibly inconsistent, but we've seen when it's worked well and when it's struggled. And they really kind of have all been having their issues at the same time. But having Dalbec at least be able to generate some production has led to them getting late inning runs and winning some games. So he's going to need to keep that going versus Tampa Bay team. Something of note, though, is second base is a bit of a hole right now with Arroyo and Kike Hernandez on the IL. And Luis Arraez left with an injury. That leaves potentially Danny Santana as the guy to be called up from his rehab stint to play second base. Have not seen any roster moves tonight. I doubt we probably will until right before the game tomorrow. But whatever the Red Sox end up doing at second base is worth monitoring as almost all of their options are depleted at the moment. Series prediction, I'm going to say the Red Sox keep this momentum going and get a split with Tampa, which would certainly be a victory for the way that the Red Sox have been performing lately, leading into a rematch, another three-game set against Cleveland, this time at home, next weekend. Prediction for series MVP, JD Martinez. Got to be JD Martinez. Hit the ball very hard the last 2 days, getting homers, getting extra bases, hits, looking good, much more comfortable at the plate, broke out of his slump. It's going to keep that going. They're going to need him against this Tampa team. So I'm going to go with JD Martinez. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of the Red Sox Precap. Appreciate you listening, and we will be back with you again in the middle of the week to recap the series against Tampa, preview the next series against Cleveland. Thanks for listening.